We've got you covered on WICC. This Week with Ann Carrick and Vincent Caprio. Brought to you by the Water Innovations Foundation. Solving the world's water problems through technology. Learn more at waterinnovations.org.
Welcome back to This Week. Ann Carrick and Vincent Caprio here in the studio, and we've been talking about what's going to happen when all those new congressmen and women take their seats this week. The House Republicans are pledging to hold tough on investigations and hearings on the president's programs and policies, ending the what they call the free pass that the Democratic committee chairman gave the Obama administration for the past 2 years. So we've talked about how there's not going to be a government shutdown, that would just be worse. So we're probably going to raise our debt limit. We're going to spend more money and be legal. We're not going over our credit limit there. And that they're going to vote on turning back and reversing the health care bill, and while it'll probably pass in the House, that's probably not going to happen either. That's just going to be a show of support that they don't like it, and then they're going to chip away at the parts they really don't like. So I know, Vincent, you wanted to talk about the chief Republican investigator, Representative Daryl Issa,
yes,
of California,
yes,
who apparently is raring to get started. He's not alone. Incoming chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has been especially critical of what he calls waste.
Yes.
In Obama's economic spending.
Right. On Sunday on CNN, he said that President Obama was one of the most corrupt presidents in modern times, quote unquote.
Now, did he specify corrupt in what way? I mean,
yes.
That's kind of a broad statement, corrupt.
Quote unquote. When you hand out $1 trillion in TARP, Troubled Asset Relief Program, just before the president came in, and most of it unspent, $1 trillion in nearly stimulus that this president asked for, plus the huge expansion in health care and government, it has a corrupting effect, unquote. So Congressman Issa from California, who is a very wealthy man, by the way, he's the wealthiest member of the House of Representatives. He's worth over $300 million. He's a former founder of an electronics telecommunications company that he sold, and is a entrepreneur, businessman who is looking at every item in the budget.
Is he suggesting that the money was given or spent fraudulently, or
yes,
just wasted?
Fraudulently.
Fraudulently, like given to people who had no intention of doing anything,
yes,
with it.
Yes, quote unquote, President,
wow,
Obama is one of the most corrupt presidents in modern time.
Right. But that's
unquote.
Why, you know, there's a, you understand the difference I'm making between,
right,
spending poorly and wasting it versus out and out fraud, where you're giving it to somebody who has no intention of doing anything but pocketing it, for example.
Now, he is, once again, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform, and he has stated since December he is going to have weekly hearings on fraud in the stimulus package.
Like, yeah, every week
weekly,
he's going to investigate a different problem.
Yes. Well, don't forget the stimulus package was $800 billion, and he's going to investigate every dime of the stimulus package, every program, to see where the money went. And he's very serious about this.
You know, it's sort of sad that it requires an investigation to know where the money went. You would think,
mm-hmm,
that when you're taking taxpayer money to give out to stimulate the economy, that you would know where it's going. Like, you would keep track of where it went, who you gave it to, and whether it's being used or not.
Right. Say, for example, part of the $800 billion, say there was a road construction project that was $400 million. He's going to look at the whole project of $400 million, see who the money was dispersed to,
and what they did with it.
And what they did with it. He's very serious about this. And this is a brilliant man. This is not some uneducated, Neanderthal.
No,
here.
No, I understand that.
And so what's interesting is that,
well, and as a business person, he's going to probably be very good at,
right,
at looking at it, because I'm sure that's what he did with his own business. You know, he's going to be able to look at it pretty quickly and easily and see right away, does this look legitimate or does this look like it needs further,
mm-hmm,
scrutiny?
Right. So you're going to have the dual track. You're going to have the constant drum of repealing health care reform, and then you're going to have the investigations by Congressman Issa. weekly.
You know, it reminds me of the Watergate trials when they were on television, which is like they went on and on
forever. he was Congressman Issa was criticized for making that statement, and he now has backpedaled today and said he meant to say the Obama administration.
As opposed to Obama the person.
Right, instead of Obama the person. Because the corruption doesn't lead to the president. It is the administration.
So he's not saying that Barack Obama, the man,
right,
is committing fraudulent
right.
acts.
It's the
but that
Obama
his
administration. And I think that's what he meant when he said it to begin with.
Probably.
So I think everybody's coming back from vacation and they don't realize that this type of thing is going to be in the news for a while.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
You know, on a more local level, I'm curious what you think. I was listening to Jim Buchanan a little bit earlier. He was talking about Dan Malloy and how they're having two inaugural parties after the ceremonies and everything, and that I couldn't help but compare it to what was going on in New York State, where Cuomo took office and was sort of purposely trying to downplay everything because saying, look, you know, things are bad. The state doesn't have a lot of money. We don't need to be out whooping it up and having a party. We need to get down to work.
He didn't want to have a coronation because that budget is out of balance by $9 billion.
Right, now ours is not in that same situation, but still,
now also,
I thought it was interesting that he's having two parties. Now, maybe the people going to those parties are paying a per-plate fee.
Candidly, I was surprised he's having this type of coronation, too, in this state. Now, Jerry Brown, at his inauguration, he minimized it so much, they had a hot dog party. Hot dogs.
Which is sort of funny.
They didn't even have a barbecue with steak. They had hot dogs.
Chicken man. They just had hot dogs.
They just had hot dogs. It was a hot dog party in a tent.
Right.
Now, he's the most down to earth that there ever has been.
But that's why,
I'm surprised Malloy is having this kind of
coronation.
Well,
that's what I said. And I don't know the details, so I'm going to admit that. I don't want to make it sound like I'm criticizing him. So maybe maybe he's having these two events and there's a per plate charge, so they're totally, the parties are funding themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like the people who are attending are paying to be there, and so it's not costing any money. But it just, it's one of those image things that probably not the best appearance.
But even when you go to a fundraiser that you pay for, there are expenses that the taxpayers still have to pay with state troopers.
Well, that's true.
There really are. It's never a complete
not
wash.
If it's a fundraiser for a political campaign that somebody is hosting at their home or at a club they belong to, then they and the club, you know, pay
cover
for a local police to come and cover the event. You know, like,
but
for
when it's on state property.
Yeah, no, you're right. There are going to be some expenses that go back to overtime for state police.
The image of it. I mean,
but as I said, the image is just, it looks bad. You know,
I mean, we are in the bottom. I think we're in the 40s for state job growth. I think we're 47th out of 50 states.
Right.
And it's interesting, in the national media, they talk about how Connecticut is not attracting any companies. And they bash Connecticut daily on CNBC. And they'll say Alabama's a great state because they just had another multinational come and build a factory there, and then they'll say, in contrast to states like Connecticut,
where nobody's going,
and everyone's and all the companies are fleeing.
Well, yeah, okay. I would have to ask some of the companies who do business here, because we did talk to some, several weeks back, who said no, they like being here in Connecticut. You know, they're happy here. Connecticut is good to deal with.
New York, Boston corridor,
It's not like
education.
It's all bad and ugly.
Right,
you know,
right.
And yeah, I think you have a very good workforce in Connecticut. If you need talented people, you have them. They're already here. You don't have to go looking for them. So, you know. Anyway, I thought we should mention that, at least since it is happening in our own backyard.
Yes.
Congress says they're going to cut their own budget. You think they're going to live up to that? I mean, they're going to cut their own salaries?
No, their budgets? They don't cut their salaries. But the GOP has already laid out budgets where they reduce their staff significantly.
Oh, so that they'll have fewer staff.
There's fewer staff members for the committee members.
They're going to have to type their own memos.
No.
I'm just kidding.
You know, speaking of typing, you know, Bill Clinton, when he was president, did not know how to use a PC and did not type.
Well, if you never learn to touch type, it doesn't matter what, whether you're typing on a typewriter or a computer or what. I mean, you know, you either know how to type or you don't know how to type.
Right, but he didn't
he never
used a PC when he was in office.
Well, don't you remember the whole, it was like this big hubbub about, you know, Barack Obama wanted to keep his BlackBerry.
Yes.
And, you know, and how that was never allowed before because of security reasons.
Yes.
And so I think previous presidents, all of them, you know, they would have to have really made a case to be using a computer or something to that effect because, you know, they weren't really supposed to be for security reasons, you know. So in the last 2 minutes, the other two stories that everybody's been talking about the last couple of days are all the dead birds in Arkansas, which the theories they have so far I think are a little far-fetched. And, of course, those videos from the USS Enterprise, which the only thing I was going to say about those is I thought the timing of them was very interesting, that the complaint and the release of the videos came right on the heels of the repeal.
You just read my mind. That was the first thing that went through my mind, too.
Because these were videos from several years ago, from like 2006, 2007.
I mean, 4 and 5 years ago.
Right. I mean, we could debate the videos under themselves, but the timing of the complaint, which then triggered the release, I found suspect. I'm not even sure suspect in what manner. It just, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, that can't be a coincidence, can it? That someone is complaining now after all these years?
Right. And the news media has distorted the story because I've seen the videos, like in the news media, they'll say they showed naked women in the shower.
They weren't showing.
No, they said that in the news media.
Yeah, I know.
But the video does not show that. Anyway, if you ever remember the videos from Tailhook,
we can't talk about it because we're out of time.
Well,
maybe next week.
Right.
All right. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. We love the phone calls. Keep them coming. We'll see you next week on
Thank
This
you.
Week right here. Ann Carrick and
Vincent Caprio.
Beautiful. Have a great evening.